At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hello, hello. Welcome into the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Stormy Bonantoni here. Michael Lombardi is up north in Calgary. So very fortunate to have Mike Pritchard in studio with us. Of course, VSiN host, longtime NFL veteran, former wide receiver. How's it going, Pritch?
It's going well. It's going well. Hectic morning so far, though.
I know. We both had such bad traffic to get here today. You have no idea.
I know. Trying to find the correct route, too. When there's construction everywhere in this city. So there's no correct route. There's no direct route. And so I use my knowledge. I found some side streets that helped me get here on time.
That's a good thing about being a longtime local is
That's right.
You can wheel and deal out there.
I know. If I was not from here and I was only here for like a few years, I would have probably been late.
Meanwhile, I'm just lazy, and so I don't explore.
Okay.
I'm really bad about that. As somebody who was born and raised here, but I moved away like right after I started driving, going to college.
Okay, did you? Okay.
So I feel like I missed out on the opportunity to really know the back streets and stuff, and then I moved back and was just lazy. And so now I'm like, okay, no, I got to take the 15 everywhere.
Yeah, no, I got my driver's license here, Stormy. And I wasn't born here, but I was raised here. And so I drove a boat for my driver's test too. It was a Bonneville. You ever seen a Bonneville?
I have to look one up now.
It's like as big as a studio. Seriously, it was a boat.
How'd you parallel park that?
I didn't
bad
parallel
boy.
Park. That's the thing. I was all prepared for it. I got a 98 though. But I mean, if anybody's driven in Vegas, it's so treacherous. It's so dangerous too at times. So to learn how to drive here, I think I gave me a leg up.
Wow. Proud of you.
Yeah, thank
you. Yes. I got in a lot of accidents in my youth, but I've done a better job in my adult life, knock on wood.
Nice.
Anyways, we got a great show ahead. No car accidents, no traffic here, just all good things. We're going to go fast and furious. Later on in hour one, Will Hill, VSiN contributor, is going to join the program, give us some of his view on the Sweet 16 matchups that we have ahead, as will Josh Applebaum, giving us the lowdown on the market, host of the Market Insights podcast. As you know, you and Josh have worked together for a really long time. Great. Just analytical perspective on how money is moving in these games. Now, I want to just start off the show real quickly by saying that big upsets have not been exclusive to the men's NCAA tournament, because for the first time ever, 4-1 seeds from both the men's and women's tournament did not advance out of the first weekend here. Purdue and Kansas, obviously, on the men's side out. And then in the women's bracket, 1 seed Stanford never had a lead against 8 seed Ole Miss on Sunday. And then last night, another wire-to-wire win for a dog. Top seed Indiana just got stunned by Miami. Miami was leading by as many as 14 at one point. They ended up winning by 2. But now in the men's and women's tournament, by the way, Miami upsets Indiana.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, we knew the men's tournament was wide open for real, right? And so No shocker there. I mean, we can all appreciate the madness. We can all appreciate buzzer beaters. We can all appreciate Cinderella. And we have all of that in both tournaments. So I think it's a fabulous thing for bettors.
South Carolina, however, still remains a major odds-on favorite to win the whole thing. Miami and Ole Miss, who I mentioned, who got those upsets, still tied as the longest shots to win it all, 125-1 because of the gauntlet that they have to go through here. South Carolina, -250 favorite. They're 34-0, had two landslide wins in the tournament already to this point. Now they've got four-seed UCLA in the Greenville Regional coming up on Saturday. They have not lost a game since last year's SEC tournament loss against Kentucky. UConn sitting there 7-1, Iowa 11-1, LSU 12-1, and then it kind of drops off pretty significantly at Virginia Tech 33-1. I really wanted to do one of those bets that was like South Carolina versus the field.
Okay.
But I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I can't get you to take Colorado at all. I mean, what's going on?
What are their odds? Where are you on Colorado?
You know what? I know they're still in it. That's all I know. Okay. I haven't really been tracking them. I know that the Lady Buffs are still in it, though. They got Iowa. You know, in the men's bracket is where my focus is. Obviously, I have some futures that are still alive that I'm happy about. Houston being one of them. I have a love affair with Houston.
Yeah,
the Cougars with a chance to really be a host for the Final Four, first time in history. But I just love what they've done the last few years, and I know the injury bug has affected them too the last few years. Hopefully, they can overcome it with a little bit of time off. I think if they can get a little bit better in terms of health. They have a legitimate chance of hosting that Final Four.
Well, and it seemed worrisome there for a minute with Marcus Sasser, but then he proved to be pretty influential and necessary in that game against Auburn. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk plenty of the Sweet 16 matchups here in just a little bit, but we do have some NFL news as well that have come through today, starting with the one and only Cam Newton. He is going to be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day. Of course, won a Heisman with Auburn, but that's going to happen today. He on social media has this video that comes out and says, "Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs. Don't worry about it. I'm going to show you. Can't wait to show you. Ain't 32 mother bleeps better than me, Mike Richard."
Well, apparently, Cam, I mean, if you have to make a video, one, and then if you have to throw out a Pro Day, two, maybe you should hang it up. Maybe those cleats should go in a closet somewhere. I mean, we know how great Cam Newton used to be. Absolutely. MVP, Super Bowl. But, you know, I think being a franchise quarterback at this point is different. Now, could he be a backup? Absolutely. Look at all the backups in the National Football League. But that's not Cam. That's not his makeup. You know, I think once you've tasted MVP and once you've tasted the level of success of Cam Newton, maybe it's driving you to get back out there, and certainly you feel like you're healthy again. But that guy has been through it. I remember Stormy when Cam wasn't that effective throwing a football, and he would try to run it. And these guys would tattoo him. I mean, they would hit Cam Newton as if they had bad intentions. And this was before they changed the rules, obviously. But when you're a runner, the rules go out the window. So I think there's a little bit of that still with Cam Newton. But he's a competitor, and, you know, just like all of us, you know, we come to that realization where we're not going to play anymore, but we think we can play again, so we're going to give it a go. I hope it works out for him, but it's a long road, in my opinion, to become a starter, as he's talking about with the 32 teams out there.
Yeah, he's a free agent, was not on a team, obviously, last year. Carolina tried to bring him back for a time in 2021. He was with the Patriots for a season before that, but things just never really seemed to pan out for him. And to your point about who he is as a person and player, it's hard to imagine him as a backup because of that personality that he brings. Right. And he is this very much so like alpha dog type of a guy. Like, I don't know how that necessarily would work in a quarterback room.
Yeah, you know, and I think coaches look at that too, because the chemistry and, you know, there is only one alpha. It should be only one alpha. If you have more than one alpha on your team at quarterback, then that's dysfunctional. So, you know, I think for Cam, it's just getting to that point. If he still wants to continue to play football, I think, yeah, absolutely, as a backup, I think there's a place in the National Football League for him, and there's going to be a lot of takers in that regard. But as an alpha, I just don't see it. Yeah. I don't see it right now with Cam.
My thing with Cam has always been the roller coaster of emotions that he brings, because that can be in one game, the very high highs and very low lows, or game to game. You never really know which Cam Newton you're going to get at times ever since that 2015 tremendous season where the Panthers ultimately went and did lose, but got to a Super Bowl. Another report that came out today, Pritch, was regarding the Colts. And this has to just be some sort of like a we need content, we need to talk about Lamar Jackson type of a thing, because there's a report from ESPN, Stephen Holder, saying that the Colts, according to his sources, have not ruled out opening discussions with the Ravens quarterback, but also says that, okay, yeah, they didn't rule it out, but they aren't necessarily pursuing it. They haven't done anything substantive regarding Jackson at this point. And his sources also say they're not sure if they will. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the point of this report then? Because we could have just left it pretty status quo, no?
Well, I think there's content providers everywhere, Stormy. I mean, look, Lamar Jackson is intriguing, though, especially if you're the Colts, especially if you want to bet the Colts. Is it a fit for Lamar Jackson to be out there in Indy with Steichen and that offense and those six eligibles? Yes, 1,000%. We saw what Jalen Hurts just did in terms of Shane Steichen and that offense and going to the Super Bowl. So I think it's highly entertaining. And if you're the Colts, if you're Ursay, then you should be interested in it. Mm-hmm. But what's going on is that collectively the league, and I'll say the owners, and they got a meeting coming up, and I'll say them, because collectively they've devalued this guy. So if they collectively devalue Lamar Jackson, I mean, if you are Ursay, if you are the Colts, I think you wholeheartedly go after this guy. I think you go all out to find a way to negotiate a deal that's equitable for both sides. And then therefore maybe have a chance for a Super Bowl, because their roster is veteran laden. It's not a young roster. It's not a torn down roster. It's not a rebuild. And if you're going to throw a rookie quarterback in there, it's not going to mix. Mm-hmm. It's not going to have that great synergy. I think if you throw in a Lamar Jackson early in the process, meaning right now, he's got a chance to gel with that veteran group. And then, therefore, in that locker room, you feel like you have a legitimate chance of getting to the Super Bowl.
And you remember when the Ravens initially put that non-exclusive tag on Lamar Jackson, there were a number of teams that very immediately had insiders reporting that these teams had no interest, but mm-hmm. the Colts were notably not among any of those teams that did say anything there. I think it would, like, all of the talk though has just been surrounding the draft and that the Colts need to go up in the draft to get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the actual likelihood is that they would change trajectory here?
I mean, what are they going to do in the draft in terms of getting a quarterback? Like, say it's CJ Stroud, and CJ Stroud is what, 21? You know, Lamar Jackson's 27.
Yeah,
it's not like he's in his 30s. I mean, I think Lamar Jackson has at least one contract, perhaps another contract left in him. If you're worried about him being hurt, then they run a six eligible offense. You're going to worry about that with any quarterback. Jalen did get hurt. That was unfortunate for the Eagles, but they rebounded. They got Gardner Minshew. I get that. But, you know, I think the Colts, from an offensive line standpoint, defensively and how they're constructed, Gus Bradley, the continuity right there on that side of the ball, and now Shane Steichen, I mean, he needs a weapon at quarterback, and I think Lamar Jackson would be the perfect one.
And there is some precedent, at least in terms of big contracts. Jim Irsay signed Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning to then record-breaking deals. This is a little bit different with the guaranteed money that Lamar wants, obviously. we're going to take a quick step aside here when we come back, analyzing some of the Sweet 16 matchups in the men's tournament and a whole lot more as we roll along on the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
We'll be right back. Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open up an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And if there's anybody who knows a thing or two about live betting, especially when it comes to the NCAA tournament, it's our guy, Mike Pritchard, who's in for Michael Lombardi today. That's where you found some good success here early on in the tourney.
Yeah, you know, Stormy, I think the early round games were really telling because it's for me, and I'll use this to my advantage, the fact that I'm not a handicapper. And there's a lot of teams out there in the field that I had zero clue about. So I'm curious about how they're going to play. I know what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I know I'm looking for defensively. I know what I'm looking for offensively when it comes to the tournament. And so once I identified that, I was able to pounce on a couple of occasions. Going into it, though, pre-flop, I did some unders. Mm-hmm. The Princeton game, opening round, Arizona, I believe, right? Yeah. And then it was Charleston and SDSU.
Yep, I had the under on that game.
You had that
as
under
well.
Too.
Yep.
So, I mean, defense, again, Steve Fisher on the show last
Still
week.
Still so jealous that you got to talk to Fish without me. I love him.
What a great conversation, because I went full circle. We also had Cremins on the show too, coached at Georgia Tech. And I go full circle with both of them because I was at the Final Four in New Orleans with Michigan. And the Fab Five, and I think Fish was still there, wasn't he?
When Chris
Robert Cord called the timeout, I think Fish was still there. And then certainly at Georgia Tech, I was at the Final Four with UNLV out in Denver, and so I was able to watch, Dennis Scott and Kenny Anderson and all those guys that he had. So it was a great conversation with terms of basketball. But going back to the pre-flop situations, it just those two games to me screamed under. From a defense perspective, and I was able to cash those tickets.
And the under train was a flowing the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. If you were just blindly betting unders, you have like stacked up your bankroll and you are ready to go here for the Sweet 16, 35-17 to the under. One day, that Friday, games were 14-2 to the under.
Right.
So we'll see, you know, how much the market adjusts, how much, you know, maybe those opening round kind of nerves for teams to can impact a total. That'll be interesting. But the first round was great because you have the down to the wire point spread decisions, the double digit seeds that come up with straight up upset wins. Two top seeds gone, 2 2-seeds gone, 1 3-seed in Baylor that's also gone. We talk about the parity in college basketball right now. There's so much of them. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned earlier in the first block that Houston, one of the 1-seeds remaining, they are a team that despite all of the potential parity and upsets that you are pretty confident in getting there to make a Final Four.
Well, they have a chance. I mean, the chance to host the Final Four in history, first school to do that in history would be phenomenal, obviously, for Houston. And I think that's actually driving them. Mm-hmm. I think they're using that. Coach Sampson's using that to his ability, I think, with these players. But the experience of these players, too, though, the the fact that these guys have came close and then injuries kind of set them back. And now they have another injury, but yet it seems like they don't want to be denied with Sasser and that injury. So they're very athletic. They expend energy defensively. You love that. And to me, that kind of carries through this situation. Now that there's tape, now that teams are going to watch the two-game sample size from the opening rounds, and certainly the players got the feel of the tournament, now you're going to put your best foot forward, right? But if you can expend energy defensively, I think you got a chance to stay in it. So they can get hot offensively too. I still think, I mean, if you're going to reseed them, they're probably a two seed, right? When you look at the situation now, but they're still a one seed. So I think they have that going for them as well as that chance to be the first school in history to host that Final Four.
Houston was down 10 at halftime to Auburn in that game, went on to outscore them 50-23 in the second half.
Digging deep.
I wonder, and I mentioned this to you in the commercial break with that spread for the game specifically against Miami sitting 6.5. Like Miami does have really good guard play, and when they're on. So I wonder if they can keep it close. That's a number I'm probably going to keep an eye on, or at least approach from that live betting approach that we discussed. You mentioned probably a two seed because Alabama obviously has they already had an easy path coming in. Now they got the winner of San Diego State Furman, which obviously was the Aztecs. And I mean, speaking of Steve Fisher, there we go, SDSU back in a Sweet 16. First time since he was the head coach in 2014, where actually I was a senior graduating college and I went to that Sweet 16 game and they got roasted against Arizona.
Right.
So let's not have a repeat of history here. I would like you to at least cover the number because I did bet SDSU +8 and the under in this game as well.
Seeing 7.5 now.
So yes. So it's interesting. I've seen I believe opened 6 and then Alabama took a good bit of money. And now we're starting to get a little bit of buyback. Once it hit the 8, it came back down. The total was at 143 as an opener, a significant move to the under, and you understand why. We see it at BetMGM, 136.5. I bet under 137.5 yesterday. But I really, I very, very firmly believe that because of the style that Alabama likes to play, like they want to play up and down the court, they want to shoot threes. The I think it's like 46 or 47% of their shot attempts from the floor in general are from the 3-point line. And San Diego State has one of the best perimeter defenses in the country. I think that if they can slow it down, if they can play that hard defensive style that they've become known for, that they can keep it close. And so who was it on the program yesterday? Jonathan Von Tobel was on the program yesterday, and he was saying, yeah, it's kind of one of those correlated plays. He felt more confident in the under, but if you like the under, it makes sense to like San Diego State, too, at the big number.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're catching 7.5 points right now. You cut it 8, I believe you said. So it is correlated, in my opinion, too. I mean, we've seen SDSU guard a perimeter, like you mentioned. You know, the only difference is that you have a top player and Miller for Alabama. Has he really gotten off, though? Will he be injured and all? But I love the athleticism and the physical prowess, too, of SDSU. If they can get them off the shot and keep them uncomfortable, it's like those other effort teams that are out there that gave Alabama fits a little bit. I mean, Arkansas down the stretch, like Musselman. I mean, there's recipes out there. And again, there's tape now, too. Mm-hmm. And so if what Coach Fisher talked about, meaning defense can help you prevent runs and deny runs, and you really have pride in that, and it feels like SDSU has that pride, then maybe they can keep it close. So I agree with that. I mean, from an under standpoint, I haven't touched it yet, but in terms of catching points, that number's come down. I still like the 7.5 if you can get those points.
I just hope they don't go too cold offensively.
Well, that's the thing.
We know that those droughts can happen.
Right.
But everybody hates on the Mountain West, obviously, in the tournament. But I want to say San Diego State has been the team that more consistently has been able to have success. Mm-hmm. I saw this number that the Mountain West over the last decade outside of San Diego State is 3-19 in the tournament, while SDSU is 6-6. Also, you think of that woulda, shoulda, coulda season in 2020 when there was the pandemic shutdown. San Diego State was 30-2 that year, ranked number 6 in the country. That's another year that I feel like they were really poised to make a run, and I was, you know, sitting and crying at home because of things played out. One more game I want to at least touch on real quickly here. Kansas State and Michigan State. I have a Kansas State future ticket. So similar to how like you're kind of trying to figure out how to approach things with Houston. Mm-hmm. I have Kansas State 38-1. And so there's a rooting interest here, and I'm not really sure how I view this game where you have the higher seed in K-State that's an underdog now to Michigan State, and you know Tom Izzo in March and all those things. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think Michigan State's putting it together right now, too. Just watching them in earlier rounds, it's like they could exercise their will at any moment, Stormy. And, I mean, being physical, right? If you're SC and you think you're athletic, then, okay, you make a run. Here comes Michigan State, and so they put those bodies on you. They get mm-hmm. physical with you. So with that in mind, I'm actually rooting for Michigan State, because if Tennessee gets through, you're going to have Michigan State versus Tennessee. Mm. And I wonder what that basketball game is going to look like, right? So, I mean, Kansas State, maybe the coach is out of favor for some of the comments that he's a little strong with. But I like Izzo. I mean, the experience, I think, Michigan State, too. And there's a lot going on with Michigan State this entire year, too, that I think is also feeding into that motivation as well.
I gotta say, I think one of my favorite players in the tournament is Marquise Noel from Kansas State. Mm-hmm. 5'8", just this little, I mean, John Calipari even called him the little kid hitting the three. He has some just incredible no-look passes, getting the ball up, like alley-oops that he's tossing up to the big guys. And then Keontae Johnson's one of my favorite stories in college basketball as well, from what he went through with the heart and the coma back when he was at Florida, now coming on and like still performing at such a high level at Kansas State. It's really, really cool. There is a number of games that we still want to touch on. We'll get to them a little bit later in the show, but when we come back, returning to the NFL, lots of pro days happening this week.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is one of the best times of year to become a bettor and getting involved in all these March Madness games. So you need to be a VSiN Pro subscriber again, and you can get everything you need to bet the Madness for just $19 right now. Our whole team's here to get you ready for each and every game of every round. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to the daily best bets, as well as tools like our exclusive betting split. Sign up today. Get the betting guides plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament for just $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. And this stuff is super valuable even still. Mm-hmm. And especially those daily picks, I think, are critical. Will Hill is going to give some out, obviously, on the show today in just a little bit. But Brent Musburger has picks in there for futures and a whole lot more. We didn't even get to, off the top, Pritch, the regional that's going to be right here in Las Vegas.
That's right.
So let's do it. I think the West actually is like a gauntlet. I think mm-hmm. these two games could be some of the more interesting ones that we see coming up this week. But let's start with 3-seed Gonzaga, who has gone up from a 1.5-point dog, now 2.5 against 2-seed UCLA, total 145.5. UCLA obviously still adjusting to life a little bit here without the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year, Jalen Clark. A few other guys dinged up as well. David Singleton, an important three-point shooter. He hurt his ankle this past game. So are you surprised to see UCLA continue to get bet here the way that they have, despite these injuries that they're dealing with?
No, not really. I mean, I think handicappers are looking at this and moving the market or interpreting the market a certain way. And I mean, I think when you look at UCLA, they're going to have familiarity on their side playing in T-Mobile. I know Gonzaga plays here, but they don't play at T-Mobile.
Right, they're at the Orleans,
The Orleans for their conference championship, whereas UCLA in the Pac-12 is at T-Mobile and housed there. So from sight lines and all of that, they're going to be highly familiar with that too, right?
That's a good point.
I think people are looking at that. Also, you know, win margin for Gonzaga has been very impressive when you look at the last 11 wins that they've had, but they haven't covered the last two in a tournament. So I think that's indicative of, and if you watch Gonzaga over the years, like I have, in terms of when they're in tight games, it's different for them. Like when they're comfortable, when they're in transition, they're going up and down the floor, getting turnovers and all that, then Gonzaga is going to beat you by double digits.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's tight and it becomes possession basketball, you got to favor UCLA, in my opinion, that from that perspective. You know, the guards play is superb, not turning the ball over. And then they got a superstar. You know, when is it Joaquin or Hakeem?
Jaime Jaquez?
Yeah, Jaquez. Yeah, Jaime. 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 Why am I thinking Joaquin? No, it's Jaime.
That's a tough name, yeah, though, to be honest.
Yeah. Jaime Jaquez.
Yes,
right?
There you go.
So if he can go off, but I think that eliminating turnovers for UCLA is probably the key. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Izzo, and certainly you go to McCronin, too, from an experience standpoint, and certainly having his guys ready from watching tape and ready for some adjustments. So defense travels. You got Timmy on the other side to get that, but it's just not the same Gonzaga team, certainly, that had the chance of winning it last year.
So you say defense travels. Mm-hmm. Does that maybe interest you in the under here at all? 145 and a half. Obviously, Gonzaga's going to try to get out there and score, and everyone's going to have that 2020-21 matchup in their brain, mm-hmm, in the Final Four that went to overtime. It was like 90-93 final between these two. So people might just on the surface think it's going to be high scoring. If that number continues to get bet up, maybe come back on the other side with defense being, as you said, travels and the comfort and familiarity that UCLA has.
Yeah, you know, that is an interesting point, Stormy. I haven't really dove in from a total standpoint. I was just strictly on a side.
Yeah.
And looking at this game, but yeah, I mean, I could see that scenario. Absolutely. I mean, I think if one thing that I noticed with the tournament so far is once teams become comfortable, for instance, Princeton, mm-hmm, style of play, whether they want to capture and slow it down against Arizona or whether they play like they did to get to the Sweet 16, it's like if you're comfortable on the floor and you're hitting shots, then I think a total could go over in that regard. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who gets the fast start. And then on top of that, who's going to show the ability to be more comfortable? And to me, UCLA being in that venue gives a probability or chances that they're going to be more comfortable to start this matchup.
Yeah, and I mean, like we said off the top, without Jalen Clark, who is their best defensive player, I mean, the best in the Pac-12, probably the best in the country,
right,
as well. Even without him, defensively, they've still been able to stand tall. So I do think they're going to try as much as they can to make this game ugly. I'm curious if this number ends up getting bet up higher, mm-hmm, because if it does, then I'd probably like to come back on the other side.
Sure, sure.
Because you mentioned the Princeton game, I do have a ticket on them in this one. I felt like the plus 10 was maybe a little bit too much. It seems like some other people have at least as well for it now to be at 9.5. But this Creighton squad is one that I know coming into the season, and then it went away a little bit, mm-hmm, and then now coming into the tournament, people have thought could be a title contender, a little bit sneaky here as a 6 seed. How do you, like, is there anything specific that you're looking at with this game? I just felt like 10 might be a little bit too many based on the belief and
right,
the way that we've seen Princeton play here, especially against Missouri.
Well, I think if there's one game to end game that I've
this
profiled,
is
this is the one.
Okay.
This is the one. Because I do want, I think pace and comfort is everything to Princeton in this matchup, right? And certainly being able to adjust. You know, I think if you're grabbing numbers, grab numbers. Like, we're showing 9.5. Is there a 10 still out there?
Maybe.
I
bet it yesterday, yeah, here at Circa. I think that is still the number here.
Right, right. So, I mean, that gets interesting right there. I mean, a lot of people, I believe, will grab numbers there. But I'm one to in-game this one, totally. I've been impressed by Princeton. I haven't watched Creighton all that much. I'm catching up with them, certainly with the tape out there, too. But I'm certainly impressed with Princeton and their comfort on the floor. So this is the game that I've targeted right now, storming to end game.
I mean, I just keep looking at that game against Missouri, and they dominated it from the jump. Mm-hmm. They've got to have so much confidence after beating Arizona. Now, Creighton they played their A game against Baylor. That was a never in doubt type of a win. Ryan Nemhard made the rim look freaking massive, career high 30 points for him. And that was a game that was important for them because they bounced back from that horrible three-point shooting performance that they had against NC State. So now it's just, are they going to be that same type of a team? Like, are they going to be able to bring that A game again? So
right,
to your point, once they get out there on the court, we'll have to see. As a team, by the way, in that game, they hit all 22 of their foul shots.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit important there.
A little bit. Yeah, absolutely. And Baylor, from a defensive standpoint, to be desired too.
Yes.
Right? Also offensive-minded that way. But and I think that was more of their identity too. Whereas Princeton, I think, expends energy on both sides of the court, but well coached too, and they execute.
Going back to the games here in Las Vegas, Arkansas, mm-hmm, and UConn,
yeah,
are going to go head to head. And Arkansas is a really interesting team because, like, I don't really have a ton of reasons to, But I love Arkansas.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think it's because I want to root for them. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a bet placed in this game at all. Arkansas is getting 3.5 points here. Maybe if that takes up to 4, 4.5, then maybe I'll get in business if people start betting UConn ahead of tip-off. Nick Smith, who is somebody that's considered to be a high draft pick coming up, has been a non-factor so far. Mm-hmm. And I think if he's able to come alive a little bit here, that could be a massive difference maker for them. And they're already coming off a massive win against Kansas. So
right. You know,
keep it rolling, maybe?
Yeah.
Shirts off here.
You know what? He's got to keep his shirt on. do that in the locker room. He's normally doing that in the locker room.
I got to chill out with my laugh today. I don't know what's happening.
He's normally doing that in the locker room, isn't he, instead of on the floor.
He actually put the shirt back on for the locker room celebration. Exactly. So things are going a little reversed here.
I don't know. I mean, I don't underestimate the Big East. I mean, UConn is certainly battle-tested. They have everything that you would want from a title standpoint. Mostman, I mean, Arkansas, I don't like their outside shooting. I think they take some ugly shots sometimes.
Very valid point.
But they do. He gets them. He gets them going. And he's one of those coaches that will get those guys expending energy when they need it, too. So preventing runs, right? If you're preventing runs, to me, Stormy, and you're in this game, it's possession basketball, then the tightness. I mean, we saw that in the first two rounds. Identifying tightness, identifying comfort is the difference from that standpoint. So another game. To me, that I'm looking from an in-game standpoint. UConn's hitting almost 50% from the three, though. And I think you look at the Huskies and the battle-tested nature, but again, Musselman, he's a difference maker from a coaching standpoint to really get the Razorbacks going as well.
UConn has played two teams so far with very different styles. They play Iona, who presses and can make a game chaotic, but they end up handling business and having a really solid second half. Play St. Mary's, who has a strong half-court game. They like to slow the game down, beat them 70-55, blew them out in the second half as well. So maybe the second half could be a good angle for UConn as well, considering how strong we've seen them so far.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's a good point.
I don't know what to do here. I might just have to watch and either live bet or just watch and hope.
It sounds like live bet is in the cards for you with this game.
Very in the cards.
Absolutely. It's never out of the cards,
if we're being honest. Yeah.
I mean, the decision pre-flop, like how guys say that, or ladies and guys
pre-flop.
Say that. Pre-flop, right? I mean, what are you going to do with that? And again, if you can't come to a consensus or a conclusion, there's nothing wrong than sitting back and watching it and making a bet that way.
The winner of the Circa College Hoops Contest, the one and only man, the myth, the legend, Will Hill, will join us coming up next to give some of his plays out for this coming weekend. Don't go anywhere.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place an NBA one-game parlay wager with four legs or more, and if you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back. Just opt in to this promotion on BetMGM's app or website. With one-game parlay, you can make selections within a single NBA game, including team and player props. Opt into the promotion, then place an NBA one-game wager parlay of four legs or more, and you'll get up to $25 back if you miss a leg. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Now, we are talking hoops, but of the college basketball varieties, we welcome you back to the Lombardi Line. Stormy Bonatoni and Mike Pritchard with you. And it is time now to continue this NCAA tournament madness conversation with a man who went 27-17-1 in the Circa College Hoops contest to win it all. Will, and wait for it, because he is legend. I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary Will Hill joins us now. Hello.
Stormy, Pritch, what's going on? I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but that was a nice introduction. Pritch, you weren't here this time last week. They were laughing at me. Stormy was laughing at me. Lombardi was quizzing me on where the school was. I gave out Florida Atlantic 40-1 to make the Final Four, and they both sort of teasing me on it. And who's laughing now, Stormy?
Okay. Oh. They still haven't made the Final Four yet, Will. Let's not put the cart before the horse here, buddy.
That's a good point. Way to fire up Stormy this though. Morning, Will.
No, they have looked good. They have looked good. Wow. Shots coming in hot. After I give you this introduction talking about how great you are, you're hitting me with this. You know what? People came for me for San Diego State, too, and that's looking good, Will. So let me live. But how are you feeling about, like, just general takeaways from the tournament so far before we get into your picks here for the Sweet 16? How are we feeling? What were some things that stood out to you?
I mean, it's the best event. It's the best 4 days. It's so entertaining. I thought the basketball itself was sort of meh. I mean, the shooting was really bad. A lot of these teams couldn't make a three. Some horrible shooting performances, but it's the best. It's really sort of a letdown after the first 4 days, because it's just games all day, all night, even dating back to conference championship week. And now it's just sort of, we got a few days off, and I've always said the first 4 days are an event. Everybody's into it. Everyone's into their brackets. Then after that, it's just sort of a basketball tournament. So now we're at the point where it's just a basketball tournament. A lot of the fun of the tournament is over, but we still got some great games here to look forward to.
You know, Will, I think at opening rounds too, I mean, there's some numbers out there that were off kilter, out of whack. I mean, pick a phrase here when you're looking at some of these numbers. But as we get to the Sweet 16 now, I mean, obviously, there are tighter numbers. I mean, are you finding significant angles, though? Or are you really finding that you need to handicap these games out there right now?
Yeah, I think in general, the tournament numbers, especially if you're not getting the numbers at the openers, it's really hard to find, you know, really good numbers. I think these numbers get massaged. There's so many eyeballs on them. And it's interesting, too, because that's the one time of the year, the tournament, where the public really loves to bet the underdog. So you get a lot of the sharper bettors who bet the underdogs, you know, year round, and the public tends to lean towards the favorites. This is the one time of year where the public likes to bet the underdog, root for the underdog. So that makes it interesting too. And I think we've seen a lot of these numbers on the underdogs be tighter than they should be. I mean, you had a 4 seed in Indiana State against 13 Kent State, and everyone, you know, wants to pick the upset with Kent State. It was like the line was 4. Some of these lines really shrunk to where there wasn't a whole lot of value back in the dogs.
One underdog that has prevailed in these early games is certainly Princeton. But now they've got a little bit of a tougher competition here in Creighton. Although we said that against Arizona, too, and look at what they were able to do. But Creighton, a 9.5-point favorite. Is this the time when Cinderella's story comes to an end? Or do you think potentially the plus points are worthwhile? What do you think?
I like Creighton here. I was all over Princeton against Missouri. I really thought that was a tough matchup for Missouri. Princeton's a tough offense to prep for on short rest because it's a motion offense. It was an offense not a lot of SEC teams run or see. So that was a difficult thing to get ready for in just a day. I think, and Jay Wright spoke about this, it's hard to get your team to respect a team like Princeton if you're Missouri. It's like, hey, we would never go to this school. We're sort of a notch above them. They don't really respect them. But now that you have a week to prepare, you can put an appropriate amount of fear into your team. And I just think Creighton's a tough matchup. They have a size advantage. They have a quickness advantage. They make shots. They'll have a week of film on Princeton. Usually when it ends for Cinderella, it usually ends in an ugly fashion. And the team just sort of runs out of gas. I think Creighton probably runs away with this game. I would lay the points here, and I do think Creighton moves on. Creighton's a hell of a team. They're impressive when they're on their game, and they've looked really good here.
Listen, I don't take size advantages anymore, though, after what Fairleigh Dickinson and Purdue happened. Like, I just can't take it anymore. I don't know how much I can put stock in. No, I'm just giving you grief. That was an anomaly. We all know.
You know, well, I want to ask you this question because I do have a future on Houston. Chance to make history in terms of hosting the Final Four out there in Houston. At the Will Hill, I actually have a future with Houston, 6-1 back on March 4th. Now, the thing about it is I like what you're doing here with Miami. My question to you is, do you believe Miami could actually win this game? Because I'm thinking about, I mean, I might be a little early with the Sasser injury. I know he's going to have some rest, but the guard play too with Miami is impressive. But in terms of this game itself, if Miami has a chance to win, I might have to sprinkle a little bit on that money line as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're so far out now. You still need four wins to cash your ticket. If you're looking about, if you're thinking about just hedging, I think it's probably too early. But if you like, if you're just looking at this game as sort of an independent event, I don't mind taking the 7 points. I think Miami's guard play can give Houston fits. If we've seen a team give Houston trouble, Memphis, you know, destroyed them in that conference title game. They played them a tight game a couple weeks ago. I think Miami profiles similarly to Memphis with good guard play. They're energetic, high motor. They're going to be outsized against Houston, but you know, Indiana was a lot bigger than Miami, and Miami was able to hang around and really sort of dominate that game in the second half. Miami plays bigger than their size. They're well coached. I mean, Larrañaga knows his way around a big game. They made an Elite Eight run last year. He's a guy who got to the Final Four with George Mason, so he's a good coach. I don't. Not a lot of people like him sort of in the a coaching community for whatever reason. He's sort of a polarizing figure, but he's a good coach. That's a good backcourt. I do think Houston, boy, they can be a little hot and cold on offense. I don't want to say they're overrated, but at times they look like they're a little overrated. So I think we could see a tight game here. I like Miami plus the points.
Yeah, and especially if it's gotten up to the 7.5 to that favor. A tough regional is certainly going to be the West out here at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. I don't have a bet in this game, but I'm curious your thoughts on it because you do. You like UConn over Arkansas in this spot. Two teams that have really been playing their best basketball, but UConn maybe had a slightly easier path considering that Arkansas had to just knock off one of the top seeds in the tournament. What do you like about this Huskies team against Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas is another team where I've been high on them, and now I'm jumping off board because I think a lot of their offense has to come at the rim. They attack the basket. It's not a great shooting team. If you have to score at the rim, UConn is a hard team to score at the rim against. They're so big. They're so strong. They're so physical. I don't think getting to the basket and finishing around the rim is a good recipe for how to beat UConn. You're going to have to knock down some shots from the outside, and I just don't think that's Arkansas's game. And, you know, people forget because it was happening during football season. It was the beginning of college basketball. The first 4 or 5 weeks of college basketball, UConn was as dominant as any team in the country. They killed Alabama. They got in a conference play and they struggled. But since then, they sort of turned it around this last month or so. I think this is a different UConn team. I think UConn wins this game and wins it, I don't know, 8 to 10 points. I could see UConn winning this game fairly comfortably here. I think it's a good matchup for them.
Will, we have a couple minutes left here, but I see you have an NBA play, you have an XFL play, and something in Major League Baseball. So run through it for us. What you got?
I took the Thunder plus the 7 tonight. I just think they're so undervalued all year for whatever reason. I don't know. This has just been an underrated team. Very profitable. This team is 5th in net rating in the Western Conference. This is a legitimately good team, not just a fun team. So I took them plus the 7 against the Clippers. You never know who's even going to play for the Clippers. So maybe they sit a couple of these guys out and you get a good number. So I do like Oklahoma City plus the 7 there. And then in baseball, as we're starting to get like, what, a week or two away from opening day here, The Padres are better than the Dodgers. It's weird to say, but they have better pitching, a better rotation. You can get plus money, I think plus 120 on the Dodgers to win that division. It sounds funny to say because the Dodgers have always been such a juggernaut and always been like the class of that division for a decade straight. The Padres are just the better team now. So I did take the Padres here plus money.
And you did say XFL,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, you like the Vipers? Is that correct?
I tailed my buddy. My buddy originates that, so I tailed him. So shout out to Fezzik. He gave it out at 3.5. So
there
I think
go.
It's at 3 now. But, the XFL, if you can make money on it, you bet it. So I've been doing okay following his picks with it.
Vipers coming off their first win of the season. See if they can carry it through and get the cover against the Battlehawks this week. Thank you so much, Will. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too. The Battlehawks, I just had them this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Their crowd is awesome because St. Louis has just been so needy and desperate to have football back in that city. They had a Toby Keith concert and a professional soccer game on in the city and still drew 35,000 people for an XFL game. So pretty impressive there. We are going to talk a little bit of football when we come back here on the program. In terms of the draft, Mel Kiper, his latest mock draft came out, and we have 3 pro days for important quarterbacks this week, what that could mean in the draft.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.